Hello again, and welcome back to another podcast of Inspiring Parents. I'm Marilyn Forman at marilynforman.com and inspiringparentsandkids.com. And today we're going to be covering another kid bit. And for those of you who are new to kid bits, it's from my book, Kid Bits, Inspiration for Parents. And they're just little tidbits on little ideas or inspirations that can help parents in a moment. So there are one or two lines really have an impact. It's for when you're having a parenting moment and you know you're saying something wrong or you're reacting in the moment. You know you're not being the parent you really want to be. Well, you'd open up your Kid Bits book and see what Kid Bit came up for you on that day or in that moment. And it usually pertains to whatever you're being faced with, if you can look at it. And so it also pulls you back into being that parent you really want to be. It pulls you back into that space, that position that you feel comfortable with or you feel good about what you're doing. So today's kid bit is, having to be right means you're making your child wrong. Is it worth it? So when being right is more important than your child's learning and their self-esteem, then you are being the child in that moment. And that never ends well. If you find yourself saying things like, "I told you so," at any time in your parenting, that's a sure sign that you have now become the child. In that moment, your child is actually interacting with another child, and the parent is nowhere to be found. It changes the whole dynamic in a relationship. And you're not alone in this. As children, we're treated as second-class citizens. We should be seen and not heard. We should respect our elders. We feel less important than adults and are treated that way. So when an opportunity comes up, no matter how old we are, where we can be right, we grab onto it, whether we're a child or an adult. And unfortunately, in this case, and in most cases when you're wanting to be right, you're making your child or someone else wrong. And that's not worth it. I mean, who really cares whether you're right or wrong? Does it really make a difference? And if so, at what cost? It may make you feel better about yourself, but do you really have do you need that self-acknowledgement at someone else's expense? Being right lasts for a second, whereas the damage to your child's self-esteem lasts a lot longer. Depending on how you handle future situations, it could last a lifetime. It impacts your relationship that you have with your child and the respect they have for you and you have for yourself. If you keep repeating this behavior, your child constantly gets the same message that they're wrong, you're right. They're wrong, you're right. It becomes a belief that they're usually wrong, that they have less value, and they take that out into the world, and they live from that belief. So it's so important to change that. Watch and become aware of how you react to every situation, and let go of having to be right, and just enjoy the learning in the moment. It may be a teaching moment, or it may be a learning moment. Who knows? Parents who can get past this concept of being right or being wrong are empowering themselves and their child and breaking a cycle that's been put in place generation after generation. Your child will grow up not having to be right or wrong and limiting their life to those two choices. They can just enjoy the learning that they're getting in those moments. Think about where we would all be if we didn't have to even think about being right or being wrong. What new things would we try knowing, learning, if we knew we couldn't do it wrong? Who would we be if failure wasn't an option? What choices would we make? The possibilities are endless, and that's something we can give our children. In every moment, it's our choice to make. So that's our kid bit for today. Having to be right means you are making your child wrong. Is it worth it? I hope this has been helpful. I love sharing these things, these learnings I had when I was raising my children and working with parents for years. I hope this has been helpful for you. And go out there and be the parent you want to be. Help your child to grow up to be the person you want them to be. For themselves, see who they are and be there to guide them to get there. Thank you again for joining us for another Inspiring Parents podcast. I'm Marilyn Forman from marilynforman.com, and I will be back for another podcast next week.